Okay, it's Tuesday, Q&A day. So now we start with quotes. That's what we do on
Gotta
Tuesdays.
get a quote.
And I have a good one from Audrey Hepburn. I believe in being strong when everything seems to be going wrong. I believe that happy girls are the prettiest girls. I believe that tomorrow is another day, and I believe in miracles. Audrey Hepburn.
That's a good
I'm
one.
sure you could apply that to yourself too. I
Yeah.
believe that happy boys are the prettiest boys if you need that chase for
I mean, I'll take
you
it.
need some
Yeah.
of that. But I kind of picked a female one or something from a woman to encourage other women because Sunday was International Women's Day, and the month of March is Women's History Month. So someone, Audrey Hepburn, a woman in history
She
that
was an empowered woman for sure.
yes, for sure. So, which speaking of empowered women, we have our lineup, cute little t-shirts, well, a white v-neck, a cropped hoodie, and then a little sweatshirt pullover thing. And then we even have kids ones too. So if you've got a daughter, it might be perfect for her. And it says, Empowered Women Empower Women. And there's a little heart in the middle, and it's in Stashira's handwriting. And I'm so proud of her. Like she, when I posted it online, people were leaving comments like, wow, Stashira, I'm so proud of you. This is awesome. Like you're, this is so great. And I was reading her the comments, and she just looked at me and she goes, tell them I said you're welcome. And I don't know if that's her, like she meant like, thank you, that's sweet. But also
Yeah.
she thought since they were saying thank you for making this, but she wasn't being conceited, like
Yeah.
you're welcome for making an awesome shirt. But it was totally precious and totally cute. So if you go to radioamy.com, you can see these this Empowered Women's line, and all the proceeds are going to empowering women and girls. So just know that we're working on finding the beneficiary, or we may diversify the giving and give it to several groups. But you know, we just wanted to do this, especially for the month of March, and make all proceeds go to groups that are working with women and girls
That's
to make
awesome.
them awesome and stronger and give them support. So radioamy.com. And then also while you're there, you can find a link to the Pimp and Joy stuff. And we're at over $100,000 for tornado relief. So if you were listening and you have bought something, or you have posted about it, or you have just worn your Pimp and Joy to just in honor of the whole thing and keeping us and Nashville and surrounding areas in Middle Tennessee in your thoughts and prayers, like thank you. Because we could not do any of this without y'all. So that is my little update on Pimp and Joy. And then just to make sure that y'all know about the Empowered Women's line that's up. Oh, and gratitude challenge is going on. Going
Oh,
strong. Like
yeah.
it's been so good for me, especially in this craziness. It's been so good to sit down every night and be and practice gratitude, be
Me
intentional
too.
about what I was thankful for, you know? And I mean, it varied from like special moments with my kids, my daughter going out and volunteering with her friend on Saturday to like help with tornado relief, and just watching her make friends. And that's something really special to me and a really big deal in our home. So stuff like that to, you know, Narcos Mexico on Netflix season two. Shout out.
I need to watch
Oh,
that.
it's so good.
Yeah. I haven't
Yes.
even started the first like season. I mean, I've never seen an episode, so
Oh,
I got to
well,
put that on
you're
my
well,
list.
Narcos Mexico, just so that you know,
It's
is
different,
in
right?
Spanish, so there's subtitles. Well, when the American DEA agents are talking, it's in English, so you're fine.
That's
But
fine.
then when the drug lords are talking,
Yeah.
it's in Spanish. But it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'm not a big subtitles person, but if it's about
I got used to it with
Narcos
Parasite, so that was
or
good.
cartel or like I have this weird thing. I love all the shows, El Chapo,
All
everything.
of it.
All of it. Yeah. So,
Oh, that's awesome.
okay, let's
All
get
right.
to the
Yeah,
questions.
let's get rolling. This first one is from Nicole. Amy, I've seen that a lot of people put their facial products in a fridge. Do you do this? Also, you mentioned a new eye cream that you're using and like. What is that product?
Okay, so I keep my eye patches in the fridge. I don't know what other people do, but I just feel like I love using eye patches every morning. And when they're super cold, right when you put them on your eyes, it just feels really good. But for none of my other beauty products are in the fridge, but eye patches and eye creams, I feel like a lot of them are the same. And I honestly just bounce between different ones that I see on Amazon or at Target, or my latest one, like I got as a free sample in a, like I bought some face wash and it came with some eye cream. So I'm using that. You really can't go wrong. I think it's just good to keep that area moisturized. And like if you're at Target or a drugstore, Burt's Bees is a good one where I just pick that up. It's easy. It's one that I know and that I trust. And then as for eye patches, I have some linked on my Amazon favorites page that also can be found at radioamy.com. I got some DMs this last weekend of how do I get to your Amazon page? And I feel like a broken record with saying radioamy.com to access everything, but really radioamy.com to get links to shopping, to Amazon, like to really anything. I mean, it's a simple website. There's nothing crazy up there, let's be honest, but we did create it for this podcast as a way for y'all to just have a one-stop place to go if you need to find Pimp and Joy, Espoir, or Amazon. It's basically what it's for.
And the podcast and the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's a given. The Bobby Bones, people know how to find the Bobby Bones Show.
It's a one-stop shop.
Nobody is, okay, there might be half a person that's listening to this right now that doesn't listen to the Bobby Bones Show. And if that's you, then that's amazing.
Then welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to me just randomly. I appreciate you.
That's okay. Good stuff. This next one's from Rachel. Hey, Amy. So I was wondering what your favorite things to snack on are. Like what healthy items do you keep in the house for when you're feeling snacky?
Okay. I'm big on raspberries right now. Like they are my jam. And my kids are loving raspberries too. And that makes me super happy. Some staples are always apples, cashews, almonds, dried fruit. Ooh, Boom Chick Pop. Pop sea salt popcorn or skinny pop, doesn't matter the brand, but both of those. I love Go Macro bars, Bulletproof bars. I have dark chocolate pretty much every day. And the brands that I keep in my fridge, I keep my dark chocolate in my fridge or my freezer. Taza chocolate, Endangered Species, and then Who Kitchen. Those are my jams. Mm-hmm. Like they're all like the Endangered Species, 88% dark chocolate. And when I say I'm having dark chocolate every day, I'm having legit like dark chocolate. I don't have like 60% or whatever. I like have the dark stuff. That's what I like. And to me, it's good. I also love when it comes to getting snacky. I actually genuinely really do love rice cakes. I probably started eating them out of, I don't know, way back in the day when I was, you know, just trying to eat like nothing, which is I don't recommend for people, but I genuinely do like them. So I still eat them and I put almond butter on top with maybe drizzle a little honey and sea salt. And it's really good. You could maybe even throw some raspberries on top and it would be really good. I love cutting up a red bell pepper and snacking on that, maybe with some hummus if I have it. Ooh, I am obsessed with Hippies. The bag of, they're like white, vegan white cheddar is the flavor that I like. And it's spelled like H-I-P-P-E-A-S because it's made out of pea or there's some sort of pea protein in it. I don't know. And then, ooh, another thing I can't live without is Purely Elizabeth, the probiotic granola. It's chocolate sea salt is the particular flavor that we all love. My kids love it too. I always have that on hand. Like it's really good. And I just thought of my friend that I had dinner with this last weekend, Holly, and she brought these chocolate covered dates to dinner. And when I was talking about having chocolate in my freezer, I just remembered I put these in my freezer. And she's married to a guy I used to work with way back before radio when I used to sell granite.
Holla, oh, wow.
Shout out AG&M. And we just all caught up at dinner. There was like Kyle, the coin guy, went to dinner. If you listen to the Bobby Bones Show, you know, Kyle, the coin guy, so random, like they're best friends. And then this other couple came, well, half the couple, because their house was actually hit by the tornado. So the wife and kids went home. So it was just the guy. But anyway, y'all don't need to know that detail. But she started a company, Holly, called It's a Date. And the Instagram is It's a Date_snack. And it's dates, the dried fruit situation. And then she covers them in this chocolate. The one I had was called Cool Date. And it tastes like a peppermint patty, like a York peppermint patty. But it's just a date with chocolate and some peppermint oil. And then some special sea salt, like the best sea salt I've ever had in my life. She said it's her secret ingredient. She won't tell me what it is, that was sprinkled on top. And so it's a natural nut-free snack for the whole family because her husband Jeremy has a nut allergy. So a lot of things with dates are often mixed with nuts, and he could never have them, like a Laura bar or something. There's always like cashews or almonds or whatever. So these are so good. I'm going to buy them all. I told her, I was like, I need to order every flavor that you make, and I'm going to keep them in my freezer. I want to give them to my teacher, my kids' teachers as like gifts. So anyway, I was just really proud of her. Like, it's awesome. And she's just trying to get off the ground. So anyway, it's a date on Instagram. It's a date underscore snack. Shout out Holly, because super cool.
All right, next one's from Allison. Hey, Amy, I was wondering if you could speak about some all-natural ways of getting pregnant. I know you have tried multiple diets during your journey, and although they weren't successful for you, do you have any recommendations on diets, lifestyle changes for women going through unexplained infertility?
I mean, I was doing everything to try to get pregnant. Like, I cut out all kinds of things, ate weird ways. I was getting colonics done, which if you don't know what that is, you can Google it. I eliminated dryer sheets, like, you name it. If it could help me get pregnant, I was trying it naturally. Because we had decided we weren't going to do IVF, or we were holding off on that. I did take Clomid, which is a pill that makes your eggs more attractive, but I was a hot mess crazy town on it, so that did not last long. And then we decided to go the adoption route. So that was what was for us. But a book that a friend gave me when we were really trying in North Carolina, she told me, you need to go buy What to Expect Before You're Expecting. And I had heard of What to Expect When You're Expecting, but I didn't know they had a before. And I learned so much about my body that I didn't know. And I was a grown woman, like late 20s, early 30s. And I did not know some things that were happening to my body. And like in the month and your cycle and tracking it and what this means and that means and when you might need to call your husband to come home and have sex with you right now. Because this is the moment y'all could get pregnant. Now, that didn't work for us. Like, I don't know. We do have unexplained infertility, which I know for anybody else struggling with that, it is just such a frustrating thing. Because you at least just want to be told, oh, okay, well, something's going on with your fallopian tubes. This is why. And we can either fix it or we can't. But you're not going to be able to get pregnant, or we can help you. But with us, it's just been like, I don't know. I don't know why you're not getting pregnant. But I know that there's 1 in 8 couples that experience infertility. So know that you're not alone. And there's a lot of cutting edge things that are being done and worked on. So just do your research on that end. But when it comes to tracking and learning about your body and, you know, genetic screening, like ovulation tracking, fertility treatments, all of that can be found in this book. So I definitely recommend that you check that out. Chase is just looking at me like, oh my gosh, this is an awkward question.
No.
Are you tracking your cycle?
No.
Okay, Chase, you don't have ovaries. I don't think.
No, I mean, I hope not.
JK, JK. Okay, last question.
All right, this last one's from Nicole. Hey, Amy, I'm curious as to what your thoughts are with social media and preteens. Our daughter has been begging for an Instagram account. I remember you saying that you created one for your daughter so you could save her name, and I actually did the same thing. What a good idea. But when is a good age for when to access that account? Our daughter is literally the only one in her class that doesn't have a form of social media. So are we being crazy by not letting her have it?
Okay. It really is a matter of your own comfort level. Like, you know your daughter, you know how mature she is, you know the level of trust that you have with your daughter. And I saw that like some kids as young as 9 are on Instagram. But when you go to Instagram, it says you have to be 13 or older to use it. That's their recommendation. But I guess some parents, they let their kids have it. My daughter's 12. She'll be 13 in April. She does not have access to her Instagram. I did lock in her name and my son's name, just being proactive years ago. And so I have those accounts. Probably don't remember the password to them. Just not going to lie. Yeah. But when they are ready, I'll figure that out. But we're just not there yet. And my daughter has become super close to this girl in her grade at school named Mac, and she has an Instagram. She has farm animals, so she has an Instagram account for her animals, and then she has her personal Instagram too. And her mom watches it. I've had a conversation with her mom about it. They're very careful with it. She also has her own TikTok page, but then even her mom reeled back on that and kind of deleted TikTok for a little bit. My daughter loves TikTok, which is a form of social media, but she uses my account. So I'm at Radio Amy 7. I don't know. I guess Radio Amy was taken. I didn't even realize I had signed up for the one that had 7, but that was the recommended one they gave me. And I was clueless about TikTok. I just learned that Stashira changed my, that's my handle, but the profile name is now her, Stashira. And the picture that she has up there as, you know, is me and her. And then all the videos are basically her. But I, anytime she wants to watch videos or learn videos, she has to come and show me what she's watching and learning. I learned that the hard way because she spent an hour learning this one dance that said like something like, take me to your sweet spot. And like her leg opened and I was like, what? But she was learning a choreographed routine.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? No. So I realized quickly, she didn't even know what that meant, obviously. But I do not want her to have that posted on the internet. And I had a long talk with her about that, why we only post certain things. Now she loves doing sign language videos because she's in the sign language club. And I'm like, this is amazing. Yeah. Like nothing can go wrong here except for as long as she's signing appropriate words.
You don't know what she's saying. Know.
But, you know, Stashira's friend, and I know the friend, Mac, like I agree, she is mature enough to have an Instagram account and she can handle it at this moment. But I did hear them making a comment the other day about likes on something and immediately, you know, we were like, y'all don't need to worry about likes. Likes don't matter. Cause and I know that Instagram has fixed, you can see exactly how many, but still as the person, you know, how many, if it's your account, you know, how many are there.
Yeah.
And on TikTok, it's there. So, and I don't really know what Facebook is like, but I just feel like you have to, it's a decision that is, I can't even recommend what I think for your daughter because I don't know your daughter. I know that Stashira is not ready yet just because she doesn't, I don't even want her to, if she's not, she's not asking for it. So that's probably, I'm blessed in that manner. Is that because she's a little bit behind on the typical American, where typical American 12 and 13 preteens are? Like, I'm fortunate in that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I'll be in your shoes soon and I do not envy you, but hope that helps. But you can keep it private. You can monitor it. There's different apps that you can use, I think, to monitor your child on their phone. So I would, I agree with you being cautious. And just because every other kid in the class has it does not mean that she's ready for it. But, you know, okay.
Good advice.
I think that that is today's episode and I hope that you'll have a great, rest of your week. I'll see you Thursday for the Four Things episode. And we're going to be, it's going to be like an episode dedicated to women. I've got like a special guest coming on and a couple of other things that are geared towards women empowerment since I'm just treating the whole month of March as that.
Awesome.
Don't forget radioamy.com to check out the shirts that Stashira designed for women. Okay, bye.